Raising Our Sails by Peter Amsterdam.
Anything that we want to do well at in life requires effort. Those who are tops in their field, whatever it may be, in large part achieve what they do because they work hard at it. The same holds true for Christians, striving to grow in Christ-likeness and become the people God intended for us to be. It takes work as we consciously and deliberately develop godly beliefs, habits, attitudes, thinking, and behavior. It also calls for intentionally letting go of wrong beliefs, harmful habits, ungodly attitudes, erroneous thinking, and bad behavior. Throughout the New Testament, we read about the concept of putting off or removing aspects of our lives, both inner thoughts and feelings, and the resultant outward actions, which fight against Christ-likeness. Meanwhile, we are to be putting on or adding to our lives those things which develop godliness. The idea of putting something off clearly calls for a decision to be made and action to be taken. The same holds true for putting something on. Let's look at some New Testament passages about putting off. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you. You must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Following are passages about putting on. Put on, then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. Doing as these passages advise takes effort. Put to death, put away, and put on are all actions. None of these things, whether putting on kindness, humility, patience, compassion, or putting away anger, malice, covetousness, evil desire, happens naturally. They are the fruit of a life transformed and empowered by the Holy Spirit as we follow what Scripture teaches, as we apply our faith to our life. They have to do with intentional spiritual growth, with the development of Christian character, which, like any kind of training, involves disciplining oneself to do certain things in a certain way. Once one has put in the time and effort to train, to break old habits, and to build new ones, then putting off the negatives and putting on the positives becomes more natural, as we are gradually changed by the Holy Spirit. Of course, this isn't something we can do on our own, without God's help or grace. We most certainly can't. But neither can we expect the Holy Spirit to change us without any effort or action on our part. We struggle with sin throughout our lives, and while God forgives us for our sins, we are expected to endeavor to avoid sinning. We are to put to death and put away those things which draw us away from Christlikeness, and to put on a new self, to live as best we can as the new creatures that we have become in Christ. I think most of us try to do this, and we're moderately successful at it. Putting in the effort and self-discipline to intentionally work toward growth in Christlikeness brings greater happiness, relationship with God, sense of fulfillment, and joyful living. Michael A. Zigarelli, a Christian author, pointed out that each Christian has a vital, active role to play in his or her own spiritual growth. Some believers might object to the concept of the individual playing a role in their spiritual growth, saying that it is the Holy Spirit who does the work to change us, to transform us into the likeness of Christ. That it is the fruit of the Spirit, not our own efforts, that we see manifested as Christ-like character attributes. And there is truth to that. But as Zigarelli wrote, the more complete conceptualization of the growth process is that God has a role and we have a role. The interplay of those roles has been likened to the task of sailing a boat from one place to another. To get a sailboat from point A to point B, two crucial elements are required. We need some wind blowing toward our destination, and we need to put the sail into position to catch that wind. You can probably guess the analogy here. God's Holy Spirit is the wind, seeking to gradually move us toward Christ-likeness. We are the sailors, needing to raise the sail, that is, to do something that puts us in the position to catch God's Spirit, so that the Spirit will move us along toward the desired destination. If we seek more Christ-likeness in our lives, we need to raise our sails. How do we do that? We achieve this in part by doing the things that help to develop Christ-like character, and by giving focus to specific attitudes and actions that put our sails into position to catch the wind of the Spirit, which will move us to our destination. Practically speaking, becoming Christ-like means altering some aspects of our present character, and such change is difficult. It takes intentionality and discipline. However, being moved by the wind of God is well worth whatever the cost. It takes serious character-building work to live the teachings of Jesus and the New Testament. Throughout the Gospels, Jesus taught about the kingdom of God, sometimes referred to as the kingdom of heaven. He taught that the kingdom is both future and present. Living within the kingdom is the present means that we allow God to rule and reign in our lives, acknowledging and honoring Him as the one who created us. It means seeking to live in a way that honors and gives glory to Him, by doing our best to live according to His words in Scripture. In order to become more Christ-like, to live more kingdom-centered lives, we need to put in effort to align our lives, decisions, actions, and spirit with God and His Word. Doing so means putting off some aspects of ourselves and our character, and putting on aspects of Christ-likeness. It means cultivating the fruit of the Holy Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As we do our part to raise the sails, we grow in Christ-likeness.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.